We are holding now in Tzadi Tess, the din shosui v'shikru l'tfilah. The person who's been drinking, a person who's drunk, what are the halachos in terms of them davening? So says the Mechaber, shosui ayin k'nei revius. If a person drink a revius of wine, the post can range, Rav Willa calls 2.5, Chacham Yotzev is 2.9, all the way up to the Chazon Ish of 5.4 ounces. So if a person drink that much wine, al yispalo, a person should not daven ad shiyasir yein until there's the effect of the wine leaves him. If he drinks more than revius, if drinking more than revius, but they're able to pull themselves together and they would be able to speak in a dignified way in front of a king, if they daven, then it counts. But if they're so drunk they could not speak coherently and respectfully in front of a king, they daven in that state, it's an abomination. And he has to daven again once the sobers up. Even if he misses the time of tefillah as a result of waiting, he does a tashlumen, as we'll learn about later, I think that's in Kuf Ches, like the din of someone who was accidentally. Says the Haggah, says the Ramah, v'din kriyishma k'din tefillah, this also applies not only to tefillah, but to shema as well, aval shar brachos, but other brachos, then yochel levarech afapi shehu shikur, he's allowed to make those brachos, even though he is intoxicated. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Beruz now in Aleph. Shasu Yain drinks wine. Near Dehu Hadin Shar Mashkin Hamashakri. Not only is it wine, but anything. Whiskey, bourbon, scotch, vodka, beer, anything that the person makes the person drunk. V'kifi Mashakos of Hataz, L'kam Basim and Kuf Chavches, Sifkot Lamed Hey, L'inya Niasias Kapayim. Right over there about not drinking. Look in the Deer Shoe number one, points out that's the reason why some shuls, many shuls, I guess, actually don't do the Birkas Kohanim by Musaf. On Simchas Torah, they do it in the morning. This is the common Tafresh Sadi test. Kos v'sheish makomos she'ein ha-kohanim olin l'duchan b'simchas Torah mishum she'ashichrus metzuya. Because people drink on Simchas Torah, and therefore they do the duchening earlier, not later. V'afidu das lidas ha-magin avram sham de'mekil b'nesiyas kapayim. The Magen Avraham is lenient in this case. B'stab tefilo chamira. But we're more machmir, more strict in terms of davening. The osur kemo b'yayin, and it would be osur to drink anything that's intoxicating, just like wine. Kein kosub sefer magin avram, magin yivorim. Sorry, b'ayin sham. Lefi das hataz lekamen is kula ale. According to the Taz's opinion, lo be'inin b'shar mashkin shir revius. You don't require the actual revius for the other types of beverages. Ayin sham. V'linir demikol makam b'inin shehei bo kedei l'shakir b'revius yayin. It should be the amount that a person would have to get drunk on wine. I mean, that amount equivalent for a different beverage. Beis kedei revius. This is if he drinks it at one time. If it's in two times, or he distills it with a little bit of water, then he's allowed to drink the revius. He drinks more than the revius. So in all cases, it's going to be osur to daven, whether you drink in one shot, whether you had it in two times, until the wine, the buzz, the leaves him. Kidl kamon simin bisimin kuf chavches sif lamed ches v'cholzek shiach l'dabel lefnei hamelch. This is all provided. The caveat is able to speak this in front of a king. To ilav hachigid, if not, ain shayach le'inyanenu da'ayri b'tefila shum chilik bazen. You can't make any distinctions if you can't talk in front of a king. Okay, because of magin Avram b'shem hasmak. Yain shebitoich asuda ena meshakir. Wine that's drunk while eating food does not intoxicate. Ayn od sham echelsav pri magodim dechose hakol fima shemevim bedaito. A person, can tell for themselves whether or not they're able or not. Okay, sifkat and gimel. Al yispali shen davin vafilu im ayde yav adayde ze yavor zman tefila. From the prechos, you're gonna miss the zman. Davening in the Deer Shoe 6, he points out im hischil hispala. If you started when you're doing this, kos eli rabba shlo yafsi bem. So you should not interrupt in the middle, but you shouldn't have done this. Ayin besof simin b'shem hayam shal shlomo da achshav. Nowadays, the belov halchi ein mechavin kol kach. Unfortunately, Nebuch, we don't have such good kavana anyway, even when we're sober. Batzfila, so ein lachosh kol kach. Don't be so concerned. Lachmid be strict im ayde hanton by waiting so long. Yavur zman tefila. Sivkat and Dalid ad shi yasir yein until the wine leaves you. Im ragil lishtos harbe, person is has a very high level of tolerance. The ain a shikr klal bervius, one 4 ounces of wine doesn't do anything to the guy. Afilu hach, nevertheless, lo yispar lechatchila im shos revius yain. Nevertheless, brings the Birk Yosef, one still shouldn't daven lechatchila if they have drunk that amount of wine. If they do, they can't talk in front of a king. It's a toeva, it's an abomination. Sifkat and hay. And if a person does not daven when he's shikr, then he's going to be saved from all sorts of misfortunes. That's based upon a Gemara in Erevin, where Rashi explains on Samachay. He's going to repeat it again. If he did daven this way, vav kidin shoge gafilu hischil lishtos acher shehegiyas mana. Even if he started davening, I'm sorry, drinking after the zman came, shahaya sover shielo shachs this palil acher sheyofug min hayain hamut hiskel ishtos b'deam yushevis. Right, so even though he thinks that afterwards he's going to have time, he's going to be able to concentrate. V'acher kach nen nimshach lev lehamishte. You got drawn after the party, the drinking. V'shachach al tefila. Forgot about the davening. V'nishtakir kolkach ad shlo nishtar lo shos lahavi ges yeno term of orzman tefila. Now a guy got drunk and he's not going to have enough time till the orzman tefila. He's going to miss it. So gam kein shogeg mikre. That is also called a shogeg. Umihu vada im hu samach lemincha. It's close to mincha time. V'yavor hazman vada im. He knows that it's so close to mincha, the shkia, and if he drinks, he's not going to be able to daven. Shol yuchel lahafig es yena bizman katzar, because he's not going to be able to sober up in time. Mezid have. In that case, that's shogeg. That's on purpose. L'chuli alam kod ever ein lo tashlum. When the din is, maybe you miss a tefillah b'mezid, then you don't have the opportunity of a tashlumin. Okay, in Zion, so then this is according where the Ramah added, there's a din kriyashma ki din tefila. So what does it mean, din kriyashma? Birchos kriyashma, gam kein dinam ki kriyashma. It's birchos shma, and explains the Mishnah Berurah, the brachos of shma, also the same status. Ches ki din tefila, hain, what does this mean? Da'af shosi also lichatchila b'kriyashma. If you've been drinking, so then lichatchili also should not be saying the shma. V'lavush kosov, de'yesh makilim b'kriyashma. Some are more lenient on this, af imhu shikr, if you technically if you've been drinking, the shiny tefila the hubakashas tzrochav, because tefila is different. The essence of tefila is when you're asking for requests for what you need. Chin kasa b'kutei ha ramban b'sofov achim b'bir ha-gro, the Vilna Gaon hirchiv levayer divrei ha-yushami sheyesh be'inyin zeh. The Gro is explaining what the Yushami writes about that. If you want to look that up, that's in Trumos Perik Aleph Halacha Dalit. Lefi Devarav, Maskanos Yushami Lesor Shikra B'Kriyashma. According to the way he understands it, that the way the Gemara is saying is the Yushami says that a drunk person is not allowed to say the Shema. Al Kain, therefore Yeshli Zar Lichatchila Shlolav Alidei Kain. So don't bring yourself Lichatchila in such a situation. Bidi Evid, technically speaking, Im Nishtak, if a person did get drunk, ein liftor es atzum mikriyashma. A person should not exempt himself from the saying shema mishum zeh. Vechein shekasa magin avram lekama simin kuf pehei al inyan birkas amozum. Veim yofug yeno ad shelo avar zman kriyashma. And now, if he sobered up, before the time for shema is over, then obviously yachzor v'yikra haparshos. He should read them again. He refers to what the Magen Avraham wrote earlier, and the Dirshu tells us, actually it's late, I should say, the Dirshu 10 writes, what's it over there in Simin Kuf Pehei? So it says, Shekosov Sham, Shahatam Hu Kevin Shebirkas Hamazon D'Oraisa. We're dealing with a Din D'Oraisa. Here, Lefi Zeh, Yesh La'ain, He'im Yikra Es Kol Kriyashma, Orak Es HaChelokim, Shehei Minatroi. Do you say all of it? Do you say just those parts which are D'Oraisa, right? As we saw, La'el, Hevi Shalosh Deos. There's a three machlok as to what exactly, how much you have to say actually Yotzi D'Oraisa, right? Eilim Parshas Kriyashma Heimin HaTorah. Three different opinions. Amnon Le'inyan Birkas Revius. But the fourth bracha, which everybody says is Dirabonan by benching, Shal Birkas Amazon Shehimi Dirabonan. Yeah, Kosev again Rechaim Kanietsky. That's all. Shiach Levarich Afledes Hamogen Avram. That you would be allowed to say according to the opinion of the Mogen Avram. Okay, Sivkat and Tess Aval Shar Brachos Klal Bazeh. Af birkas hamazon shehi deraisa. This includes other brachos, even this deraisa. Ayn lekam and simin kuf pehei. The mashkas afti sham. Yud yoch levarich aval ein mitstarfin Oso leminyan asara, but he's not going to be able to count for the 10 leinyan shlosha lezimun efshed asharim, but for the 3 for zimun that would be allowed to be included. And then the Ram also said they can make other brachos when he's shikur, shikor. I am a bir hagra lefi devarav yesh lahachmir lechatchil v'shikur she'eni yoch ledarba lefon lifnei hamelech af b'shar brachos. According to the Gra, you can't speak responsibly in front of a king, so that respectfully, then you can't make brachos either. V'chin kosuva prima kodim yoradeya simin aleph sivkat and lamet hey with mishpat zahav v'chol zek shloih higil shichus shalot. This is all talking about a person is you know totally lost, totally intoxicated, like lo, didn't even know what he's doing with his own daughters. The ilav ha'achidah. This is not the case. Kishoti yechashim is considered like a fool, like a shota, like he's not mentally competent. The garment the chuli amu potter az mechol mitzos is exempt from the mitzos. Akein afid b'di eved, if anetli b'di eved imkro az. Yivarich lo miftam b'kach, shaharei poter haye ba'oy soshah v'chayv acher kach lachzor likros l'varich. So he was exempt at that point in time because he was going to be shote. There's an interesting comment made by the Chay Adam in regards to drinking on Purim. He writes it omnam hayodeya ba'atzmo. If a person knows himself, she zalzel as b'mitzvah min hamitzvois. By drinking, it's going to lead to him to not keep these mitzvahs, not make these brachos. Ocean yanhig kalas rosho, he'll be act like a foolish, inappropriate way. It's better he doesn't get drunk. So the famous thing, it's quoted in the sources from the Chai Adam, not like that. However, there is a tshuva of Rav Kook to his father on the Aderis. He argues on this. I'm not going to read the whole tshuva, but Rav Kook argues and says, one second, Osek mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. Maybe he's not chayev to recite davening, benching, etc. Okay, something to think about, but not the subject for now. But since he is talking about drinking and davening, that is an interesting machlokus between the Chai Adam and Rav Kook. Okay, let's go on. Beis derech mil. So if a person walks the distance of a meal or a sleep of a little bit, the amount that would clear the wine away. That's when he drank a revius. If he drank more than that, so certainly in that, but then sleep's going to make him more tired, and the walking around, the traveling is going to make his more unsettled. That's when he's walking on his feet. He's riding like on an animal or something like that. And certainly, it's going to help clear his mind. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis is derech mil. Whether the person is walking or whether he's riding, Yeshom, some say the roche the inyan davka shlosha milim. But if you're riding, then it has to be 3 milim. That's the same amount as acquired by walking 1 meal. Yud gimel mishakarto, it makes him more drunk. So it says no davka shena ma. That's a little bit of sleep. That's a little bit. Aval shena harbe mafigoso. If you have a lot of sleeping, then that's definitely going to help him out. It says in the 13, it says va'od eitz avigeno muvas b'shulchan aruch l'kamon mishnah berurah she yosuch kapav yadav raglav b'shemen melch o yishayif tabak. Okay. Kafachaim kosev she yishte chomets or yoicha kruv or shkedim marim. Okay, you eat these types of foods, and that's gonna sober you up. Okay, yudalad aval rochi. But if he's riding, she ain lo torach kolkach. It's not such a exertion involved in riding on the back of an animal. Tezvav mefiga hayayin, that's going to help clear him of the influence of the alcohol. The who shirochu shoshamilin, that's when he rides for 3 milin. Mikol mokum hakol lefi rov hayayin. It depends about how much wine he drank. She'im hir belishtos moed. If the person drank excessively, ain't derech shoshamilin. If he goes, that 3 milin is not gonna clear him up from that. It's going to you need even more. Okay, gimel. Kol echad shehu shosui sagile lefima shemargish benafsho sheyafigeno. So anybody who has drunk is allowed to daven if he feels that he's free of the influence. hago. Mechene for ein nizharin beyenos shalanu she'ein chazakim. So therefore, it says the Rama, we're not so careful about, you know, people do drink, people do daven after they've drank because our wines are not so strong nowadays. People do daven after they had drank more than a revius of wine. And certainly, if a person's davening by using holding on to a siddur, they're not worried about a little bit, not excessive, but a little bit of drinking is not a problem. That would appear to the again. This is not. He's not. The Rama is not. He's trying to be matzdik the minhag. He's trying to find a justification. He's not saying one should do this lichatchila. Okay, where we have to test Zion. This is the beginning of the Rama. He points out that nowadays, you know, we're not so, you know, stark, not so makpid on this because of our types of wine. Lechein ein ze koi ashosui. Right, this is for the person who's had a little bit of wine to drink, right? V'she'ein bo Israel lechatchila. Then we're talking lechatchila should be doing this. Aval b'shikur. But if you're talking about a really, really drunk person, shetfilasu to'eva, where that's something that's disgusting. Vada yesh li zohar. Then a person should definitely be concerned and not davening fila didon, even with our types of wines. V'tzarech lachzor lehispal. He would have to go back and daven again if he davened while he was really shikur. Yud Zayin she'ein choshishim, we're not so concerned. Haim liyashev haminhag. Again, this is just as we said to try to justify what people are doing. Aval mikol makom einachon. This is not the right way to do this. You know, yeshiva light should not be behaving in such a way. B'nei Torah should not be behaving in such a way. Kosu b'yam shal shlomo perek beiz debates this. We quoted earlier in the shir. Duveyom tov yochel lehispalil mincha afa pishesho sekitzas. We're allowed to daven mincha, even though we have been, you know, drinking wine at the meal. De'iyah shar lahantin. It's impossible to wait until they totally leaves us. And certainly, how much more so nowadays? We really don't have such a great kavana anyway. Therefore, you know, we shouldn't be machmir on someone who has, drank a little bit of wine. In the Dershu 17, it says le'el. Hekel mitamze gam shelo b'yom tov. So then you can even be mekel when it's not on a yom tov. The person has been drinking a little bit because, you know, nevach. We have to have an accurate evaluation. We're not on such a high madrega where our tefillah is with perfect kavana even without drinking.